Comedy drama now on Thornbury Radio. We present Senior Moments, a comedy radio play especially written for Octopus Drama Group by Stephen J. Yeo and Simon Ives.
Enjoy our morning walk. Erica was right. We should get out more.
Yes, I love getting back to nature. The sounds of the birds chirping and the river flowing. Quite peaceful.
And then the hanky-panky on the farm. That was fun too.
What hanky-panky? Where was I?
The sky. Yeah, oh yes. And the blue sky. Oh, it was a lovely walk.
Not sky. I said, what hanky-panky, where was I?
Oh, yes, you were there too. You're so forgetful sometimes. Now, go and get breakfast started.
I still can't believe you jumped over that hedge and stole these eggs from the farmyard.
Well, at least I didn't try to steal a pig for bacon.
Well, I love bacon, and one of those pigs would have kept us in bacon for months.
You would have never managed to carry it home, though. Not with your back.
Well, it's just as well that I couldn't catch it then.
Oh, but it was funny watching you chasing after it in all that mud.
Not half as funny as you falling over the chickens when you were trying to steal their eggs.
Well, anyway, there's bacon in the fridge, beans and tomatoes in the cupboard. And what a stroke of luck that was, us finding those wild mushrooms.
Yes, I can't believe all those hikers just looked and walked past them. Their loss is our gain.
Well, take some paracetamol then.
For what?
Your pain. I expect you overexerted yourself chasing that pig.
I'm not in pain. Oh, no, I said it was our gain, not pain.
Oh, yes, it was a shame.
Not shame or pain. I said it was our gain, you deaf old bat.
Old? I was not too old to catch those eggs.
You don't catch eggs, Dotty. You find them.
I chased those chickens for ages before they would lay any eggs. I'd say that qualifies them as being caught.
Morning, Mum. Oh, I suppose Dad is still in bed.
No, he's in the kitchen cooking the breakfast.
Well, that's a first. How did that happen?
He couldn't catch that pig, so he had to cook the breakfast.
Pig? What pig? No, in fact, don't tell me, then I'll have plausible deniability. And what are you looking for, Mum?
That nature book on all the wildflowers and the mushrooms and the trees. I had it here yesterday. I'm sure of it.
Honestly, Mother, you'd forget your head if it wasn't screwed on. I'll get it. It's in the bedroom. Here, it was on your bedside table. What do you want it for?
We went for a walk this morning at first light. We walked all the way down by the farm.
Wow, I'm impressed. No wonder you guys want to cook breakfast. Good on you both. And how was it?
Very rewarding, actually.
See, I told you it would be beneficial for you both to start walking a bit more.
Oh, morning, Eric.
I hear you both went for a walk down to the farm.
Yes, chasing the pigs and chickens for some exercise.
Yes, well, just remember that animal worrying is against the law these days.
Oh, don't be such a worrywart. Besides, we couldn't catch them anyway.
I always worry with you two. That's why I keep the local police and ambulance service on speed dial.
How's the breakfast coming along, Billy?
Oh, it's fine. Are you staying for some of our ill-gotten gains, Derek?
Ill-gotten gains? No, don't tell me. Plausible deniability. No, I'm not staying. I only popped in to make sure you had breakfast. And as it seems under control, I'll go and get the kids ready for school.
OK, more for us then.
I'll pop in later after the kids have gone to school and I've had a chance to pop into the bank.
OK, bye, love.
See you later, alligator.
In a while, Dad.
Now, where are they?
What are you looking for?
Oh, those mushrooms. I just wondered what they were called, that's all.
Well, I told you they're not poisonous, because if they were, they would have been covered with spots or blotches. Nature has a way of warning us if they're no good.
Oh, yes, I suppose you're right. Oh, these breakfasts look great. Thank you, darling.
You deserve it, my queen. Especially after you bravely fought those chickens for the eggs.
It was a shame you didn't catch that pig, though. We'd have saved a fortune in bacon.
Ah, that was a fantastic breakfast. You're not still looking for information on those mushrooms, are you? I told you they are not poisonous. We'd be dead by now.
Oh, I'm just curious, that's all. They did look a bit kind of reddish colour.
Well, I'm going to have a nap. Wake me if you find them.
OK, I will. Bill, there's something in the kitchen. Bill! Oh, I'll go and look for myself.
Hi, Mum. You both okay?
Oh, Erica. No, I'm not. Can you go and see what all the noise is in the kitchen, please?
Noise? There's nothing in there. But I did notice you haven't done the dishes from breakfast.
Oh, yes, yes. I'll do them later. Are you sure there is nothing in there?
Yes, I'm sure. You must have had a bad dream or something, Mum. Why don't you try to have another nap? You must be exhausted after all that walking this morning.
Yes. I suppose I must have nodded off while reading that book.
Oh, look at Dad. He could sleep for England.
That's pig chasing for you.
Well, while you and Dad are having a nap, I said I'd fetch Monica from a coffee date with Gary. So I'll bring her back with me after the banks and she can look after you both.
Who's Monica?
Your home help, remember?
Oh, I thought her name was Margaret.
No, Mum, it's always been Monica.
Oh, okay, love. See you later.
You try and have a nice nap then.
Now what? Oh. Oh. Bill! There's a pig in the kitchen!
Yes, it is a big kitchen.
Oh, not big! Pig!
That's not nice, cow.
Bill! There is a sodding pig in the kitchen! That pig you chased this morning has found out where we live!
Where? I can't see it.
It's in the kitchen! Go and ask it what it wants!
Darty, what have you done to your hair? And what are you doing with that knife?
What knife? Oh, just go and sort out that blasted pig in the kitchen, will you? Oh, where did you come from? Oh, no! Get off me! Phone. Hello? Operator? Yes, can you connect me with animal control, please? Yes, I'll wait. Get down! Hello, yes? Look, I need help, urgently. There's a rabid pig and loads of chickens running around my bungalow. Yes, that's right. 4 Sycamore Terrace. Oh, please hurry. My husband went into the kitchen 10 minutes ago after the pig, and he hasn't come back yet. I think the pig must have eaten him. Hurry!
There is nothing in the kitchen. Why are you dressed as a clown, Dotty? You know how I hate clowns. And what are you going to do with that knife?
Oh, great. The pig never ate you. Oh, what did you say? I can't hear a word you're saying for all these noisy chickens. Say that again.
What chickens? And there is no pig in the kitchen either. I'm sorry, Dotty, but I think you need help.
What?
Do you want some help?
Oh, yes, please, Bill.
Hello, yes, ambulance, please. It's my wife. She's gone crazy. She's dressed as a clown with a huge kitchen knife. And she thinks she's surrounded by pigs and chickens. Yes, yes, 4 Sycamore Terrace. Please hurry. What? Well, how the hell should I know? Okay, I'll ask her. How many chickens are there, Dotty?
I count 5. Oh, no, 6. The Randy Cockerels turned up too. Shut up! Oh, no, you don't get down.
It's worse than I thought. 1 pig, 5 chickens and a cockerel. Please hurry. It'll be okay now. Help is on the way.
I know. I called them a while ago.
No, I called them just now.
No, I called them. Oh, get down, you little beggars.
Don't get angry, Dotty. Put down the knife. No one is going to hurt you.
These chickens won't stop attacking me. Why don't you help me?
I would if I could, darling.
Then why don't you?
Because I can't. There are no chickens, and I'm not coming anywhere near you until you put down that knife.
If I had a knife, I would not have a problem with these blasted chickens, and we would have plenty to roast over the next couple of weeks.
But there are no chickens, and furthermore, why are you dressed as a clown?
What? Are you crazy? I'm wearing the same clothes as when we got up.
Oh, yes, sure you are. You thought it'd be funny playing dress-up while I was asleep, didn't you? You know clowns scare me, and don't you try to stab me with your knife.
I don't have a knife. And if I wasn't surrounded by chickens, I'd give you a belt around the ear.
And if you weren't so scary in that clown outfit and big knife, I'd give you what for, my girl? Ah, it's the men in white coats coming to take you away to the funny farm.
What? Oh, get down, you little...
No, sir, we are not from the funny farm. We are from animal control.
Oh, thank you. Just in the nick of time.
We do try and get here as fast as we can when there is an emergency, madam.
Where are the pigs and chickens, sir? We were told they are running around the bungalow.
Well, duh. Here they are. Are you blind or something?
There is no need for name-calling, madam. We are professionals.
Just show us where the chicken and pigs are, and we can do our jobs.
I keep telling her, and now I'm telling you, there are no pigs and chickens. But while you are here, can you get that clown costume and knife away from her? She's scaring me.
You're scaring me, sir? What knife? I can't see any knife.
Get off me, you little...
I was nowhere near you, madam. I'm a happily married man.
Married, anyway.
Sir, are there or aren't there any pigs and chickens running around this bungalow?
Yes, here they are.
Where?
Right here.
I told you there aren't any. She's one sandwich short of a picnic today.
Sir, do you know it's an offence to make fraudulent calls to animal control?
I didn't call you.
I called you. Now will you do your jobs and get rid of these chickens? And that huge rabid pig in the kitchen?
Ah, paramedics. Oh, thank goodness, you're just in time. Please can you help her? She is the one in the clown outfit surrounded by chickens. But be careful, she has a huge knife.
It's okay, sir. Why don't you sit down and have a rest? You seem very stressed.
Yes, thank you. I do feel a bit funny this morning.
He's stressed? But what about me? And what about all these chickens?
What on earth is going on here? I saw the ambulance outside and rushed in.
Careful, Eric. There's a huge man-eating pig in the kitchen. And watch out for all the chickens, too.
What? Where?
What a waste of our time.
And who are you?
We are from Animal Control, madam.
What? There is a man-eating pig?
No, madam, there is not.
And never has been.
Mother, then why are we standing in the armchair?
It's not the pig. It's all these blasted chickens. Get down!
Okay, I'm down.
Oh, not you, love. That cockerel's getting a bit over-amorous with my leg.
What cockerel? And what pig? Would somebody tell me what is going on here? And why is Bill sat there, looking down the front of the paramedic's overalls?
Right, you two calling yourselves Animal Control. Are there any animals running around?
No, madam, there is not.
Then I thank you for your assistance, but your services are no longer needed.
But...
Thank you. Now, medics, what is wrong with my father there, apart from his overactive libido?
As far as we can tell, they both seem to be hallucinating or something. What medication are they on?
Him? Nothing. Mother, no, there is a different story. Mother, have you both been playing Russian roulette with your tablets again?
Again?
Oh, don't ask. Mother?
Oh, I feel really funny.
Somebody had better tell us what has been going on here.
You are so masterful, Mom.
Not now, Gary. Go and put the kettle on.
You know you're sexy when you're angry.
Gary!
Well, we're waiting.
I think I may be able to explain what's happened. They had a fry-up for breakfast with these.
Yes, they always have mushrooms with a cooked breakfast. So what?
These are not your everyday button mushrooms. These are your wild mushrooms called psilocybin or magic mushrooms.
Shut up! Are they poisonous?
If I remember correctly, it depends how much they've digested. We'd better get them back to the hospital to be safe.
Oh my, quickly then, what are you waiting for?
Flippin' heck, that took us 6 hours, 6 bloody hours in accident and emergency.
Well, I hope you're both feeling better now.
I was until they gave me that stomach pump.
Oh, yes. That was horrible.
So, why pigs and chickens? You never said.
It must have been from when we were at the farm on our morning walk.
When you stole the eggs.
And you chased the pig for some bacon.
And that was before breakfast.
I think you two were lucky, if you ask me.
Someone is always looking over us.
Cool. Just like those two lovely paramedics. They were very good, weren't they? Very efficient.
Dad!
You need to show me where you picked those mushrooms, as we need to report it to the authorities. Obviously a danger to others, unless they're dug up and burnt.
I didn't realise you could smoke them.
Oh, yes.
Gary!
But that's not what I meant. They must be destroyed in case anyone else is stupid enough to eat them.
Spoil sport.
Mum!
You know, Mon, you were very sexy when you took control like that.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, go and put the kettle on.
Here, talk about smoking. You know John down the allotment?
The one who always looks drunk.
Yes, that's him. He's growing some weed in his greenhouse.
Why doesn't he grow flowers like everyone else?
No, not that kind of weed. The other one.
The other one? Oh, you mean cannabis?
Shh, not so loud. There's a copper over there.
You mean...
Yes, yes, yes. I have reserved us a bit to smoke when Erica is not about.
That's no good. She would smell it. Oh, I know. I'd make some brownies with it.
Oh, that's a good idea. Hey, why don't we invite our friends for one of our famous little get-togethers?
Yes, and if I remember correctly, Erica is out tomorrow night as well. We could play a few games.
Well, I hope you two have learned your lesson, and please leave nature alone from now on.
Is Erica here?
Oh, morning, Bill. No, no, she's not. Did you get it?
Yes, I got everything he had left.
Oh, that's rather a lot, isn't it?
Oh, not really. It's like when you make your laxative stuff. You only use the flowers. John said we need to dry them out first, so shall I stick it in the oven for a bit?
No, I'll do all that. You organise the rest for tonight.
Oh, I'll give the guys a call.
Great. I'll start the brownies then.
But what about the smell? Won't Erica notice the smell? Because this lot doesn't have pong. You should have seen the looks I got on the bus back.
No, I use loads of cocoa powder when I make them. Hopefully they'll smell like normal brownies. She'll never know.
And if she does notice the smell?
Well, we're adults. We can do what we like in our own house. Don't worry. I'll think of something.
Morning, Dad. Have you had breakfast?
Oh, hi, Erica. Nice to see you, Erica.
Yes, nice to see you too, but why are you shouting?
I'm not shouting, am I? Sorry, Erica.
Yes, you are. And where is Mum? And have you had breakfast yet?
Yes, we have had breakfast, Erica. And Mum is around somewhere.
Oh, I'll go and see if she's in the kitchen then, shall I?
No, she's in the bedroom, Erica.
What are you two up to? I know something's going on.
Nothing is going on, Erica.
Then why do you keep shouting my name as loud as you can in the direction of the kitchen?
It's okay, Bill. I'm making my own laxative, that's all. I didn't think you would approve, so I asked Bill to keep an eye out. Sorry, Eric.
But, Mum, you've been doing that for years. Remember, I helped you make it in the right dosage. I know all about it.
Oh, do you, dear? I'm so forgetful these days.
No, it's more than that. I know what you two are like. And whatever it is, it's in the kitchen.
No, I wouldn't go in there yet, love. The smell may be all that you need to set you off. Give it an hour or so. You don't want anything running down your leg on the school run now, do you?
Hell no. I guess you're right. Well, okay then. If you two have had your breakfast, I'll go and get my two sorted out for school, then I'll pop back in an hour or two.
Oh, no rush. I think we may have a nap or something before dinner. Oh, you go home and put your feet up.
Yes, you go and have some you time. You deserve it.
Bye-bye. See you later, alligator.
In a while, Dad.
Phew. That was close. Do you think she suspects anything?
No, it's all good. Did you phone the guys?
No, I was just about to when Erica turned up. I'll do it now.
I'll go and sort out these brownies then.
Hello, is that the Golden Years Retirement Home? Ah, yes. May I speak with Alan Palmer, please? Thank you, yes. I'll wait. Alan, you old sea dog. How's it going? Good, good. Now listen, tell the crew that there's a wild party at ours tonight. Dotty is making some of her special brownies. Tell Brian to bring some of his homemade rum and get here for about 9 o'clock. Oh, are you all going to be okay sneaking out at that time? What about the security on the front desk? You old rogue. Okay, brilliant. See you all later. It's all sorted, Dotty.
Why? What did that old pirate do now?
What?
What did Alan do to get deported?
No, not deported. I said it's all sorted. Sorted.
Oh, good. I like Alan. I can't finish the brownies, though, because I need some more eggs.
OK, I'll go and get some for you.
Thanks, darling. 12 eggs, please.
Right, I'm on it. Coming up.
Good morning, Mrs. Bell. Do you need any help today with anything?
Not unless you can keep a secret from Erica. You know, patient-doctor confidentiality.
I'm not a doctor, Mrs. Bell. But of course I can keep secrets. I'm your home help, not Erica's.
Great. Then you can help me make the sponge light and soft. I'm doing chocolate brownies, and my electric blender hasn't worked since Bill experimented with sorting out the loose change we won at the pier last year.
Sure. What do you want me to do?
Take a deep breath and whisk the mixture as much as you can until you need to breathe again.
But why should I hold my breath?
You'll see.
There you go, my love. Deviled eggs.
I don't want them. I said 12 eggs, not deviled eggs. Oh, never mind. We can serve them as hors d'oeuvres. Now go and get me 12 fresh eggs. And make sure they're free range this time.
Phew-ee. I see what you mean.
Hi, Mum. Oh. Hello, Monica. I didn't know it was your day today.
It's not really, but as your mum and dad don't often need much help, I tend to pop in more often.
Well, that is nice of you. Thank you. I see she's got you making cakes. Ooh, what sort of cakes are they? Can I taste them?
No. You'll have to wait and see. It's going to be a surprise, isn't it, Dot?
It'll be a surprise, all right.
Well, I can't wait.
Hi, Eric. Hi, Monica. There you go, Dotty. 12 eggs, free from gluten, lactose, wheat and barley, but may still contain egg.
Oh, Dad, you're nuts. Do you know that?
He's as nutty as a fruitcake. Thank you, Bill. You may retire to your chair and read your paper.
Oh, yes, your paper. Here you go, Dad.
Thank you. Have I ever told you that you are my favourite daughter?
Yes, Dad, but as I'm your only daughter, that's not really a compliment, is it? Well, anyway, I must be off now. Don't forget, Mum, I'm not round this evening. I'm going to that spa night with the girls from work, so I won't be home until late tonight. Are you two going to be all right?
They'll be fine. I'll look in on them at bedtime, just to make sure.
Thank you, Monica. You know, I don't know what they ever did before you came into their lives.
We got arrested for burglary, had our stomachs pumped.
Yes, Dad, we remember it well. Now, be good tonight, please, and I'll pop across in the morning.
See, Dotty? She doesn't suspect a thing.
What's going on, you two?
Nothing, Monica. Honest.
What's going on, Dot?
Oh, all right. We've got a couple of friends popping round for a party. That's all.
Oh, that's okay. I suppose you'll all be in bed by 10.
Yes, probably.
Come on then, Monica. Let's get these brownies done.
Okay. But why so many brownies? If you've only got a couple of friends coming. Dot? Dot?
Come in, come in. Nice of you all to come. Welcome to Bell End.
I thought we agreed to call the house the end of the road.
Bell End sounds better.
No, it doesn't.
We're at the end of the road and we are the Bells. Of course it should be Bell End. What do you think, Alan?
I agree with Dotty. You are beyond help.
Shall I put these sandwiches in the kitchen, Dot?
Oh, yes, please. Oh, they look lovely.
Come on, Alan. You can help me.
What shall I do with this demijohn full of rum?
Pour us all a glass, please. There are glasses over there on the table.
You know, you and Dotty should consider moving into the golden years. We don't have to worry about anything. They do all the cooking and the housework. Most days all I have to do is to get up and read the papers. Isn't that right, Marjorie?
Most days he can't even be bothered to do that.
I'm sorry, but that would bore me to tears. Besides, Dotty loves her independence.
Oh, I would go stir crazy in a place like that.
And can you see the warden allowing us one of these shindigs?
But we don't have a warden.
Listen, you had to sneak past the guards, did you not? And if you were caught, you'd have been sent to the manager. Isn't that the same thing?
Crikey, I never thought of it like that. Marjorie, we're prisoners in our own home.
I told you that when we sold our lovely house. But you wouldn't listen to me, would you?
Here you go, people. Put your laughing gear around these. Karen, Alan, here you go, guys. A toast to Bill and Dotty. Thanks for inviting us around and hosting another what I'm sure will be a memorable evening.
Ah, thank you, Brian, for bringing your famous, what do you call it? A tropically conditioned rum.
It's not tropically conditioned. He makes it through the care home central heating system. It'd blow us all up one day.
Oh, by the way, Dotty, Alan knocked over the brownies. It's okay, nothing touched the floor, but I did have to put them all on a bigger plate for safety.
Oh, that's all right, don't worry. I was just going to bring all the snacks in. What do you think, Karen?
Oh, yes, let me do it. It's the least I can do. Come on, Alan.
But you're the one feeling guilty.
Alan!
Heel boy!
That's not very nice, Brian.
Then you shouldn't have laughed, should you?
No, I suppose not. How strong did you say this stuff was?
It's about 80% proof.
Blimey! No wonder I'm starting to feel drunk.
You better have something to eat, Bill. Ah, just in time, you two. Bill is feeling drunk already.
You are such a lightweight, Bill.
I'm not a lightweight. I just haven't felt much like eating since we had our stomachs pumped yesterday.
Here you go then, Billy. Get stuck in. Egg and cress, your favourite.
Oh, thank you, Karen. I've got them. Here you go, my love. Try not to choke on them. Everybody, please help yourself to some nibbles. We have egg and cress sandwiches from her. And there are some of my special chocolate brownies here too.
How special, Dot?
Oh, very special. I used the finest, freshly grown secret ingredients.
Would they be from our friend John?
The very same.
What secret ingredient would that be then?
We could tell you, but then we would have to kill you.
Oh, please. May I?
Can I help?
Please, Marjorie, hurry up. I'm desperate.
I'm trying, darling, but I can't seem to stop.
If I thought you were going to be this long, I'd have gone first.
Why don't you go in the Graham garden?
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to. Paper. I need paper.
What is the matter with those two?
See, that prison food is no good for you. Why is the room spinning?
Oh, dear. How much have you had? Blimey. We've drunk all that rum of yours, Brian. Oh, Brian.
Don't worry, I think Brian had most of it. Look, he's unconscious. Oh, he's dead on the floor.
Oh, all those brownies have gone too, and I didn't have a single one of them.
Nor me. I think Graham and Marjorie had most of them.
Wait. Hang on a minute. Oh, no. No! Oh, no! I think Karen mixed the brownies.
I'm sorry, Mum, but, like, chill. Don't get stressed about it.
Yes, man. Chill.
Karen, there were two plates of brownies in the kitchen. What did you do with them?
Hey, babe, we just put them all on the same plate.
Yes, babe. Just chill and get in the vibe.
Bill, You do not want to know what Graham is doing in your begonias with your newspaper. Oh, hang on. Oh, Mrs. Dempsey from opposite is shouting at him now. And now the police have arrived. Oh, that busybody has only gone and called the police, Bill.
Hooray for the old Bill.
Oh, now they're coming this way. Oh, no. Monica is with them. Quick, look lively. Oh, Brian, I wish you wouldn't lie there.
What has happened here?
I'll handle this, Mon. It's an official police matter. Mr. Bell, what is going on here?
Just a few wrinklies having a good time.
A few wrinklies were reported missing a couple of hours ago. Gaw, what is that smell? We've got the whole force out looking for them.
Well, hey, well done, Hossifer man. He found us chilling with our pals.
Yes, chill, sweet chicks. Relax, man.
Oh, good gracious. They are stoned out of their heads. Dot, I think they've eaten too many brownies.
Oh, no.
What's her problem?
I think Marjorie and her husband out there have eaten my laxative brownies by mistake.
Do you mean to tell me, Mrs. Bell, that you fed that couple laxatives and this couple? What did you feed this couple? What? You fed them cannabis brownies? Do you know how dangerous that is at their age?
Actually, it's not my fault, wife officer. They fed themselves. It was like a brownie roulette, I guess.
And what was in this demijohn, Mrs. Bell?
Oh, a kind of rum, I think. A tropical blend of radiator fluid and prune juice.
You mean it's been distilled without a licence? Crikey, Mrs. Bell, do you realise how many laws have been broken here tonight? But why don't I seem surprised? Kidnapping, food poisoning, drunk and disorderly, bootlegging to name a few. OK, I want everyone down the station and get this mess sorted out.
Do we get another ride in your van, Gary?
This is no joking matter, Mr. Bell. But yes, Monica, keep an eye on them while I get transport sorted. We've got to get all these residents back to the Golden Years retirement home somehow.
Dear Bill, what will Erica say?
Oh, don't worry. She'll let her know.
Mum, Dad, what have you done this time?
Oh, hello, Erica. We can explain.
Honestly, you two, at your age, you ought to know better. I can't keep fetching you from the police station.
We're sorry, love.
How many more times am I going to have to fetch you from the police cells?
Only a couple more, honest.
Oh, yes, and of course you find this whole thing funny. Do you know how much stress I'm under with work and the kids? The last thing I need is to be constantly worrying about you two, having to fetch you from hospitals and police stations.
You're right, of course. We are both sorry if we caused you any stress. And we don't know what happened, really.
Can't remember, more like. And where did you even get the cannabis?
You're right. I can't remember.
It's a good job all the brownies had been eaten and all that rum stuff had been drunk, or they would have really thrown the book at you two.
They had no evidence of anything untoward, the police said. Even the guys admitted leaving the home of their own free will.
Just as well. Kidnapping is a very serious charge.
Thank you for everything you do, Eric, but could you please talk a little quieter? For some reason, I woke up with a bad headache this morning.
For some reason? You woke up with a bad head because of all the illegal alcohol you consumed last night, you reprobate.
You're only jealous because we got drunk and you didn't.
Yes, of course, that's it. I'm jealous. Thank you very much for pointing that out, Father.
Now let's calm ourselves down a bit. I'll go and put the kettle on. You sit here, Eric, and relax a bit. Everything's all right now. Stop worrying.
How can I stop worrying when every time I turn my back, you two are up to something illegal or dangerous or worse?
Calm down, Derek. We don't tell you everything.
How is that supposed to make me feel any better? No, I'm going home to have a soak in the hot tub until tomorrow. I'm going to have a bottle of Prosecco or two, and I'm taking the phone off the hook. See you both tomorrow if you're not doing life.
Was she upset?
Yes, but no more than usual. She needs to unwind a bit. A good soak in the hot tub will do her a world of good.
Maybe we should do something nice for her as a way of an apology. What do you think?
What did you have in mind?
I don't know. I'm sure we will think of something.
Senior Moments was written by Stephen J. Yeo and Simon Ives and was directed by Stephen J. Yeo, featuring the Octopus Drama Group with Adrian Dennis as Bill, Jenny Dennis as Dottie, Lynn Shelley as Erica, Joanne Plumley as Monica, Steve Wright as Gary, Patrick Morrissey as Animal Control Number 1, John Thompson as Animal Control Number 2, Abby Ingham as the paramedic, Barry Smith as Alan, Sue Smith as Karen, Peter Wiggins as Graham, Barbara Smith as Marjorie, Steve Yeo as Brian. Recording and incidental music was by Bob Starling.
Senior Moments is produced and performed by members of Octopus Drama Group. If you want to know more about the group, go to their website, octopus-thornbury.co.uk, or their Facebook pages.